Mark, thank you for joining me down here at Reigate and Bance's council offices next to one of the immediate surge testing units, which is going on as surge testing has been launched across the borough of Reigate and Banstead this week. Please tell us how it's going and what people should be doing.
So far, the testing's going really, really well. We are doing it in two areas of the borough, one here in the immediate Reigate area and one up in the Banstead and Tadworth and Tatton Corner area. So it's been going really well. In the first day, just here at Reigate, we had over 900 residents come and get their surge testing done, which is an amazing effort on a very little notice from people. And you can see today as we're standing here, there's a queue of cars as people are coming in and getting their testing done. And it's really important, and I really want to stress this to residents, it's really important they come in if they live or work in these areas to come and get tested, because this is really helping us to understand where people are maybe asymptomatic. So that means that they have COVID, but they're not showing those symptoms. And those are the people that we're particularly interested in trying to identify, get them to self-isolate so that we can get the spread of this virus under control and keep those numbers down.
Now, alongside the surge testing, there's been a big push on vaccinations across the borough, particularly in Reigate Priory Park yesterday.
Yeah, that was a great initiative from our local health partners to have the gazebo, pop-up gazebo in Priory Park. And it was great to see a long queue of people. And we've had such an amazing response from local people wanting to come in and get their vaccinations done, particularly in the 18 pluses, the new group that's now been given the opportunity to get their vaccinations done. We saw a lot of people turning up yesterday to do that, which we're really grateful. And I hope, and I'm sure, we'll do a lot more of those, bringing the vaccinations to people rather than asking people to come into a vaccination centre. So look out for more of those opportunities in the future.
Now, these areas are correctly identified so people know it's a vaccination or a surge testing unit. I notice many surge testing units are now popping up across the borough. One this morning on Linkfield Corner, which is just across in Redhill, just outside of the surge area. Again, a very important location.
It is. And it's important to stress to people that what we're doing here is surge testing, which is different from if you are displaying symptoms of COVID and you need to book a test to go and test whether you are COVID, then you'll be sent to somewhere else. So there is a difference in these. So please don't come along to a surge test if you're displaying any symptoms of COVID. Please go online and book those tests. For surge testing, you don't need to book. Just please come along to one of our four testing centres across the borough and you'll be seen quickly, and we'll get you through on your way.
Councillor Mark Brunt, thank you very much for speaking to us at Susie Radio.